there's a place I'd rather be. And it has just you and me.
Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. This is Lisa.
And this is Connor.
So today we have a dialogue for you about emailing in offices.
Yeah. Probably many of you work in an office, and because you work in an office, you have to email people all the time.
That's right. But it can get pretty confusing with all the words and different terms.
Especially if you're emailing in English.
That's right. So why don't we take a listen to the dialogue and see what they have to say?
Sounds good.
Dialogue first time.
Hey, Karsten, could you send out an email to remind the clients about the meeting?
Sure. Should I make the subject meeting reminder for April 10th?
Yes. Please also attach the forms.
Got it. But should I CC, BCC, or forward it to you?
CC it, please. We only BCC it when we want to hide someone's email address.
Okay. And if they email me back, should I reply or reply all?
It's best if you reply all so everyone can see it.
Sounds good. Thanks for the help.
No problem.
Dialogue, second time.
Hey, Karsten, could you send out an email to remind the clients about the meeting?
Sure. Should I make the subject meeting reminder for April 10th?
Yes. Please also attach the forms.
Got it. But should I CC, BCC, or forward it to you?
CC it, please. We only BCC it when we want to hide someone's email address.
Okay. And if they email me back, should I reply or reply all?
It's best if you reply all so everyone can see it.
Sounds good. Thanks for the help.
No problem.
All right, so we just heard the dialogue between Nick and Karsten. And Nick starts out by saying, hey, Karsten, could you send out an email to remind the clients about the meeting?
Right, so first of all, we have a few words in here that we should take a look at. Could you send out?
So send out is a phrasal verb.
Yeah.
And basically, it just means send, but it emphasizes the direction.
Right, exactly. So usually when we say send out, we are sending to many people, not just one person.
That's right. So here he's sending out an email to many different clients.
Right. And he needs to remind the clients about the meeting. So what is remind?
When you remind someone, you tell them again so that they don't forget.
Right. You make them remember. So if you often forget where you put your keys or where you forget where you put your phone, maybe somebody should remind you.
That's right. I'm a pretty forgetful person, so my friends always have to remind me to lock the door.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And what about this word client? What is a client?
A client is basically a customer or basically someone who is paying you for a service.
Right, yeah. It's a fancy customer, right?
That's right. It's a formal word.
Mm-hmm. A customer is usually a person, but a client could be a whole company, right?
That's right.
Like if your company is giving a service to another company, that second company is your client.
So what kind of jobs have clients?
Yeah, like a lawyer has a client, right?
Yeah. A lot of business companies also have many different types of clients.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure. So Karsten has a question here about the email. He says, should I make the subject meeting reminder for April 10th?
So the first word here, subject.
Mm-hmm.
Subject is kind of like the topic.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. It's at the top of the email, and it's like the first thing that you see.
That's right. So it'll tell other people what the email is about.
So it's kind of like the most important part of your email, right? Before you begin.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. What about reminder? This looks like the word remind that we saw before.
It is. So reminder is actually the noun form of remind.
Yeah, so like if you have a smartphone, or we all have smartphones, maybe you get a message from your friend when you get a text message, or like if you have an app, an APP, you get these reminders from those apps.
That's right. So often I get reminders for appointments.
Yes, for sure. Me too. I always set a reminder in my calendar on my smartphone so that I don't forget.
Okay, but here we're talking about a meeting reminder for April 10th. Mm-hmm. So I think it's pretty clear what he's emailing about.
Right, for sure. If I see this subject, I will know, okay, this is reminding me about the meeting. And what else should Karsten do with the email?
Well, Nick wants Karsten to attach the forms.
Mm-hmm, right. So attach here. It's like join or add, right?
That's right. So here he wants him to add a document to the email.
Yeah. So what other things can you attach?
You could attach photos.
Mm-hmm, videos.
That's true. Mm-hmm. In business, you frequently see that they attach an agenda.
Ooh, an agenda, like a schedule?
Yeah, it's a meeting schedule.
Okay, so in this case, he's attaching a form. So a form, in this case, it doesn't mean shape. We use forms every day, right?
That's right. Usually forms include a lot of your personal information.
Exactly. If you're doing an application for a new job, you have to write your name and your telephone number and your address, all these things. That paper that you fill out is a form.
And you might see this form when you go to the hospital a doctor's office because they need to know about your past health problems.
Yeah, for sure. Internet forms we use all the time when you sign up for like a membership, like on Baidu or Facebook or whatever, you have to write your information, your name, all that into a form.
Okay, well, it seems like Karsten has understood what Nick wants. So Karsten says, got it.
Right, exactly. So maybe you've seen this before. If you say, got it, it means I understand, right?
That's right. And we often use it as a response to a request at work.
Right, exactly. And we usually don't even say I. You notice here, he doesn't say I got it. Because if you say I got it, it kind of means like you're a little bit even angry, maybe?
Yeah, and sometimes it might be just a little awkward in the situation.
Mm-hmm. So just got it.
But he does have a question. He says, should I CC, BCC, or forward it to you?
Ooh, okay. So first of all, let's look at CC. These look kind of confusing. So what is CC?
So CC is a carbon copy. But yeah, it basically is just a copy of the email that is sent out to a different person.
Right, exactly. So it means this email will go to other people as well.
So frequently when we send emails, we send it to a lot of people. So usually we CC them.
Right. Yeah. And you can use this like a verb, right? CC. I CC'd it to you. What about BCC?
So BCC, the B stands for blind. Ooh. And basically it kind of means that you're sending it to different people, but other people won't know who is getting it.
Okay. So if I want to send a work email, there's a main person, but I also want other people to know about this email. So I send it to many other people, but I don't want them to see the addresses.
Yeah, so that is when you would BCC it.
Right, so those other people won't see who got the email.
That's right.
Oh, okay, sounds confusing. Anyway, so what about this last one, forward?
When you forward an email, often you send an email that has already been sent to another person.
Oh, yeah, right. So I get an email like from somebody and I think, oh, I should send this to my other friend. So then I will forward this email to another person. I'll send it to a new person, right?
That's right. So this might happen if you are sending an email to a client and your boss wants to see it as well.
Oh, right. Yeah, so I get the email, then I forward it to the boss?
That's exactly right.
Cool. So Nick says, CC it, please. This is like a verb, right? CC it.
That's right. So he wants everyone to see the addresses here.
Mm-hmm. Right. And he says, we only BCC it when we want to hide someone's email address. So we talked about this a little bit, right? You don't want the other people to see who got it.
That's right. So you're hiding it.
Hiding. So it can't be seen, right?
That's exactly right.
This reminds me of that popular game, Hide and Seek, that children like to play.
usually the kids go hide and they have to find each other.
Yeah. Or somebody has to go find them. Yeah. That's a fun game. So hiding, it hides someone's email address. So we've said this word a few times, email address.
Yeah. So the email address is basically the words that you put in to send the email.
Right. So just like when you send mail, you need to write the address, the location. Where is the person? Well, this is the same. It's just for email. So you all know the email addresses. They have a little sign in the middle, the at sign.
Yeah.
In English.
Yeah. And it'll normally say like at yahoo.com, at gmail.com.
Yeah, for sure.
Or whatever provider you have.
Exactly.
Okay, but Karsten still has questions here.
Mm-hmm.
So he asks, if they email me back, should I reply or reply all?
Okay, so reply. Reply is basically just answer. Give an answer, right?
That's right. But in email, when you reply, you're just responding to one person.
Right. You send back an answer to that person, which is a little different than reply all.
So when you reply all, that email gets sent to everyone.
Yeah, for sure. So if there was somebody who was CC'd or BCC'd, you press reply all and your reply, your answer goes to everybody.
That's right. So here, Nick says, it's best if you reply all so everyone can see it.
Okay, so here you reply all. Reply is a verb, right?
It is.
What about as a noun?
As a noun, it is also reply.
Yeah, it's the same. Reply, can you reply to me, please? Or can you give me a reply? So I guess he's going to reply all.
That's right. And Karsten says, sounds good. Thanks for your help.
Mm-hmm. Right. Sounds like it's all figured out.
CC, BCC, and forward are still like a little bit confusing and might be a little bit hard to use. So why don't we take a listen to that again?
Sounds good.
Dialogue first time.
Hey, Karsten, could you send out an email to remind the clients about the meeting?
Sure. Should I make the subject meeting reminder for April 10th?
Yes. Please also attach the forms.
Got it. But should I CC, BCC, or forward it to you?
CC it, please. We only BCC it when we want to hide someone's email address.
Okay. And if they email me back, should I reply or reply all?
It's best if you reply all so everyone can see it.
Sounds good. Thanks for the help.
No problem.
Dialogue, second time.
Hey, Karsten, could you send out an email to remind the clients about the meeting?
Sure. Should I make the subject meeting reminder for April 10th?
Yes. Please also attach the forms.
Got it. But should I CC, BCC, or forward it to you?
CC it, please. We only BCC it when we want to hide someone's email address.
Okay. And if they email me back, should I reply or reply all?
It's best if you reply all so everyone can see it.
Sounds good. Thanks for the help.
No problem. Okay, so we just heard the dialogue again about emailing. We have so many new words here. Send out, subject, attach.
That's right. Also CCing, BCCing, and forwarding. So I was just wondering, though, do you ever use BCC at work?
I've never used BCC, but I do use CC.
Yeah, I think generally speaking, most of the time we want other people to see who is receiving the email.
Right. When you're hiding someone's address, it's kind of like, well, why are you?
Exactly.
Why is it a secret?
Yeah. But if you have problems with a coworker or anything like this, you might BCC the human resources department.
Oh, I see. I see.
Yeah.
One thing that's really important is attaching. I make so many attachments when I send emails, like for resumes, when I'm applying for a job, or any kind of like photo or even a video I'll attach to an email.
I also tend to attach a lot of photos to my messages when I text people.
Right. Yeah. You can attach things like photos to messages on WeChat as well, right?
Exactly.
What about you guys? So have you ever sent an email in English? And what did you think of all those words like subject and CC or BCC? Have you ever used BCC?
That's right. Let us know. And also leave a comment if you have any more questions about email vocabulary or just how to write an email in English.
For sure. We look forward to that and we'll talk to you later.
See you then. A little change of plan.